out. Hello.
This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Sir Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Sir Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisation who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs, that means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations, you have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with the Jerry Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to, and don't run Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCSPod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhead, along with Johnny. Tonight, we seem to have two very unique subject matters on the docket tonight, which one involves Facebook and the German government, and Germany really taking a crack at Facebook, and then New York is wanting to provide another ID service, which kind of looks like it's another way of not being inclusive, which just for persons with different abilities. We'll get to that topic in a little bit. In a bit. Johnny, this isn't anything new with Facebook being in the news over issues with different governments, right?
Right on.
Which tends to lead me to believe that there's that Germany is going to be taking Facebook to task, which we have seen other government bodies do. And apparently this now goes against their antitrust laws for how they got their data, which I believe there's other things going on that I'm sure we'll touch on in this week. So we could only imagine how Zuckerberg is feeling right now, basically facing the music with a foreign body, foreign nation, with
again.
Which, yeah, again. So, do you see, what is your prediction with this? Since Facebook always tends to be in the news for something.
I wonder if it means, like, they might, like, I don't know, ban Facebook in Germany or something like that.
Wouldn't be surprised. I think with the fact that it's now Facebook's violating antitrust laws, and it tends to wonder how far
or
is
not
Facebook
ban or, like,
going
or even block it.
Right, with their own data protect, with how they get their those who are on Facebook's actual data. So this is going to shake them up, which it has done in the past, which makes do you see this shaking up Zuckerberg, or what? And does this show that how far Facebook will go to cause controversy for them to be back in the news?
And they even get the info even if you're not on Facebook.
Right. Which leads to security concerns. Which could only mean their goose can be cooked in Germany.
I mean, all to just be dominant.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're doing shady stuff, not just in Germany, it kind of leads to how far is Facebook going to go in general.
I mean, just for liking something, like.
Right. Which leads me to believe, how secure are you on Facebook when you're really not as secure as we think on there?
Exactly.
And always be careful what you're putting out there.
It could come back and bite you in the butt.
Yep. Which, I'm sure there will be more that comes out with it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Since you're more of the tech person, you could see how far that this will go, especially if Germany actually was looking into this problem for years. Especially if they're also going after people who haven't been on Facebook. What more is this going to lead the EU to do?
I've noticed I'm seeing in games there's been a lot less share on Facebook.
Right.
Party app.
Mm-hmm.
You like this? Share it on Facebook. if you're not like on a Facebook like property.
That, yeah, forgot about that. And a lot of places do have the share it on Facebook, tell your friends method. Post it on Facebook and see what happens. If companies are now stepping up and actually willing to go the extra mile and actually think about their own practices, then what more is this going to do?
So it's like what else? Like, what else can they do? Like, how far can this go?
Right. Is I wouldn't want my information. Because everyone thinks that they're so safe online. It kind of
You're kind of not safe online.
Right.
Think you're exposing yourself to all your flaws. All the flaws.
Oh, yeah. Not only, yeah, very true.
So you got to walk a very tight line.
Oh, yeah. And you never know.
Or else just come and, like,
mm-hmm.
expose that.
Right, and you never know what you could come across on Facebook. Especially when right now on, what is it, YouTube, they're having major issues where there are people doing some crazy things just because they can and do some very sick.
Oh, the harmful air quotes challenge.
No, the challenge is that there's a new thing now. That is, as much as this is going off to another tangent, but it's all relating to security and also creators, where there are people targeting families and kids and marking it for people who want to look at certain things.
Yep.
Now Facebook is stepping up and is, no, not Facebook, YouTube stepping up. Which is great.
Like, they're like, you can't do it on Facebook, YouTube.
Right. And now those who have kids are going to be have to now be careful of their own content. Which leads me to believe if Facebook isn't being transparent, like YouTube is saying, well, then what more could you do? Then how far does one go to protect themselves without basically trying to get off Facebook? And even at that, they still have your information.
Yeah,
it's not like it's going to go away. What you've put online will stay online.
Pretty much, it's out there for all the world to see.
Yep. The good, the bad, the ugly. And this gets me concerned if Germany is looking at them, what are they doing to those who could be potentially online, could use their phones and have devices and people who use VPNs, because you never know what they could be doing. We have no idea.
Those VPNs, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm. And
private.
I guess we'll definitely have to get into that topic on Wednesday, because there's been Facebook's not having a good week, which doesn't surprise me in the least, when they're doing some really crappy things, and yet some good things too, which good things for some with content and other things being not the best. Which makes more sense. Which means they're having more problems than we know at this moment in time. Which could only lead to more problems over time, too.
Yeah.
And how far will people take this and be accepting of it and think about what is best for those on the site itself? And let alone now, going on to our next subject, New York State is now going to begin issuing cards for those with disabilities. Those with different abilities. More specifically, those who have developmental disabilities and have whom it's supposed to help those who have difficulties, which it's being reported by News 10 that this card is going to help to, which will state on it, I may have difficulties understanding, following your directions, or may become unable to respond. I may become physically agitated, if you prompt me verbally, you touch me, or move me close to me. I am not intentionally refuse to cooperate. I mean, they may need your assistance. And that's what will be on the back of the card. Do you think that this card is going to help anyone?
I don't know about that.
Because my biggest question is, how is this acceptable for people now? Target, and it's not for everyone, it's for a select group of people. So this is only going to be, has cause for concern. And this is something that more people should be aware of. Where everyone wants to be included. How does this make any sense to be included? Let alone feel accepted. When, yes, this could be a way to help people, but this could also lead to more harm than good.
Yeah.
Especially if people are not familiar with different abilities. This is not going to go well.
This could be bad.
Yeah. And it's sad if something does happen, all because people don't want to take the time to realize.
Wait, if they see that, like, if they see the card, like, they probably be like, oh, I don't want to help him or her.
Right. It could lead to more challenges than being something that is going to both it could have some, there could be some positives and negatives. And which makes it would be unfortunate for people to not be able to get help if they need it, all because people are unwilling to work, unable to, unable to realize the scope that of them not helping, not realizing the scope of the other person, different ability would play into their assumptions. If they're presented with a card, there could be more people that could help. Overall, how is this supposed to help people?
It's like, yeah, how's this gonna work? Like,
it doesn't.
It just seems like a reference card to me.
Right. And reference cards can only do
so much.
And it could lead. And it's upsetting when everyone deserves a chance, too. It's not just. It isn't needed. And if someone's in need of help and presenting this card, how is this going to be? What good could this have when this is going to be? It's going to be something that is going into effect. I would hope that it's a choice for people to have, it's a must. To have.
It's like, yeah, like I'd hope it's like an optional thing.
Yeah, me too, because this could be a very dangerous which means that the more that is actually being put out there that is going about this situation, about this new program, could actually help inform people before they choose to get it.
Yeah.
Because
like a buyer,
if someone,
beware type thing.
Yeah. And the fact... It just shows how it will only... It could... Until people know about the service, I think people should be able to research this before they decide to pursue this as well. Because if someone wants it, right, not go all hog wild going, yes, this is great, and then...
Then wait a minute.
Then no one knows the, and this is just first coming out now. I hope that there's more updates on this, especially when you're seeing what the card's going to look like. I hope it's optional, especially when it's, could really seem and look like a discriminatory action.
Say it's not optional like the real ID say about now.
And the real ID is either way you would have to have a real ID if you want to fly or get a passport.
If you want to fly, that's what, again, those are optional too.
Right. It just matters if you have to go, if you need to get in. I believe with the real IDs, the only thing that would come in that you would need it for is getting into federal buildings.
Right.
Which, even at that, you would still have to provide information if you don't have it and have another proof of ID. Which, even with a passport, it shows
your information.
Mm-hmm. Which could only mean that it's going to either help or hurt you. As long as you need it for something, get it.
Right.
If this could be helpful to someone, I say do your research before you jump on this whole, what's the word?
This whole bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Because the more that you're unaware, you can make the wrong decision, and then before we go, we're going to be back Wednesday with two very interesting topics, and which will definitely be one that is very much Oscar worthy and one that just so happens to involve more Facebook drama, which on that note, I guess we're off until Wednesday.
So we'll see you Wednesday.
Yes. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.